streaming from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
It's Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit indeed!
That's right. You are listening to another episode of Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I am, of course, in the infallible Claude Balls.
Infallible?
Yes.
I thought you were the quadraphonic Ayatollah.
Well, I gotta mix it up. It's a little variety for the folks.
Infallible quadraphonic. Okay, sure. What are you gonna be next week?
I'm infallibly quadraphonic.
Ooh, that's better than THX sound.
That's right, dude.
Wow. All right, folks.
I'm everywhere and nowhere.
I could comment on that, but I'm going to refrain from doing so. Hey, folks, it's Friday night. Spank Wagon Radio is on the air officially. As I said, I'm Trench. He's Claude Balls, and you're the listener base.
That is correct. You, the loyal listeners.
Let's get some basic stuff right out of the blue and done right now.
All right.
Don't forget, you can find us, if you're not just listening through one of the wonderful syndicators out there, or LV Rocks, you can find our official site at spankwagon.net.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime during the show you want to chat with us, we have several different ways to do so. You can get all elite Haxor-like and join the IRC room, irc.slashnet.org, and the
That's
room
right.
is pound LV Rocks, the wonderful station chat room. And, of course, you can always give us a call.
1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas local to dial 383-8120.
So that's pretty much the rundown. We'll remind you a few dozen times. Don't forget, tonight we have a lot of the regular bits, Dead Celeb, Mad Props, Q20, because we didn't have anybody calling last week, so this week it's open for anybody.
Anyone can join.
Anyone can play Q20 this week, so don't forget to give us a call in later on to do that. All right. How you doing this week, Claude?
I'm doing better.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, you know, it was a tragic week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened?
Part of our dead celebrity.
Oh, part of our dead celebrity. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that was much of a tragedy.
Well, you know.
Dude was 80 years old.
That's true, although, you know, it's like, I looked up to the guy. It's kind of like a hero thing, you know.
Oh, that's sweet.
No, dude, it's not like that, dude.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, I really liked a lot of the, if you've ever read the book On a Clear Day, You Can See General Motors. It's really a good book to prepare for someone for the corporate world. I would really recommend it to you as well. It's like Sun Tzu's The Art of War for corporate warfare.
Okay.
It really talks about things like, you know, if you really want to know the best broom to use, you need to talk to the janitor, not rely on some fucking study.
Yeah.
You need to talk to the people that really get down there and do it. And, you know, there's things like that parallel, such as my, you know, where in my position right now, the higher up I go from the company, the more out of touch I am with the job I had before.
Well, yeah, I understand that. You know, one interesting thing is you mentioned that. I actually posted on the wagon this past week my little tirade, because yet again Ford has upped the ante with their vehicles with their Mustang line.
Yes,
Craig, your talk time here, kid. So hold on and enjoy.
Yeah, if you want to see a good example we're talking about, go ahead over to spankwagon.net. Right,
yeah, spankwagon.net. It was an open letter to, and you'll see it in there. I forget the actual title of the thread that I started there, but basically what it did is it had two photos on it. What the hell? Oh, you hit that.
Go ahead. Two photos of it.
Two photos. One photo that was of the brand new Shelby Mustang, Shelby GT Mustang, and the other one was a brand new, soon-to-be-released Dodge Charger. Well, the problem I have is the Shelby and the GT and everything looks great. I mean, it's exactly what a retro car should be. As a matter of fact, it's right there on the main page. You'll see it's the red car. Now, the orange car, or the Go Mango, is the Dodge Charger, which is supposed to be retro. But when you really look at them, they're not really all that retro. And you know, the Mustang is far more retro and, in my opinion, much better looking. You know, way better looking. But.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And the reason it actually looks better looking, it's not that it's an ugly car. The Charger's nice, in my opinion. I think the Charger...
The cop package looks nice. I'll say that.
Yeah, I think it should be strictly a police car, okay?
Yeah, the cop package, if you get a photo, and maybe I'll put one up later on tonight, but the police package of the Dodge Charger looks great. You know, it's the lines work with it to make it look like... I mean, it's a... You know, it's the I guess it's the Diplomat of 2005.
I think, you know
they
what...
They could have named that car the Diplomat, and it would have been a perfect name.
Well, you know what's really funny about that? You know what that looks like to me?
What?
A retro Satellite.
Yeah, it's trying to go for a Satellite or a Super B look.
Where you had the two-door B body and then the four-door.
Yeah.
You know, for the sedan for everybody that was toned down.
Yeah.
That's basically what it looks like to me. Now, the front of the vehicle, I have no idea where the inspiration for that came at all.
Trucks. I mean, everything that Daimler Chrysler puts out right now is inspired by trucks. You got truck-type grills, truck-type headlights, you know, truck-type front ends. I mean, the squaredness. You look at it. You look at the one that came out from Ford. You look at that Shelby, the Shelby Mustang there, and you realize, yeah, that's a Mustang. It looks like a Mustang. It has
exactly.
a feel of a Mustang.
That to me does not. If not for that goddamn waffle grill, and the wheel design, I wouldn't even know that that was a Mopar.
No, you wouldn't. I mean, the waffle grill. If you just change it up just a little, you can make it into any vehicle out there right now.
Exactly.
Hell, half of the GM motors, you know, GM is starting to look all squared off and everything like
That's
that.
That's true. GM's going to be a fun story we'll get to in a little bit here. But you know what? You've been following this a lot more than I have, and apparently the designer from this got some negative feedback.
Well, the designer from this got a lot of negative feedback, especially after they pulled off, you know, design coups with the Magnum.
Mm-hmm.
And also with the 300C, it's the same designer. And the 300C literally brought back 300. Made that, you know, it brought back luxury to Chrysler.
Right.
Pure and simple. I mean, I won't argue that.
Mm-hmm.
The Magnum, you know what, maybe not the most appropriate naming of a vehicle that's a station wagon, but okay, fine, roll with it. Magnum has a very similar front end to that. As a matter of fact, one of the things people said is that if they didn't name this a Charger, this definitely would have been a Magnum coupe. They could have made a two-door, made it another Magnum.
Right.
The designer, you know, it's all of Daimler Chrysler right now. They're getting booed by a lot of enthusiasts. There's a few people out there that truly like the vehicle. You know, there's a few people who are non-car people.
I like
the
prototype.
Well, there's a lot of non-car people. Oh, the prototype from 99 is a beautiful-looking car with the swoops. And, you know, you look at the rear taillights, and it doesn't look like it's a Stratus. It looks like it's a Charger. And it was even a four-door.
Right.
Which people are saying that it's not the fact that it's a four-door. It's the fact that it doesn't have any styling cues at all from the original Charger.
None whatsoever. It doesn't even have hidden headlights, matter
of fact. No, none of the hidden headlights. Well, hidden headlights kind of went away the Dodo anyway.
Well, it's not so much that it went the way of the Dodo, per se, you know, that it has to get rid of. But, I mean, when you think Charger, pretty much your premier thought is the 69 used for, like, Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, exactly.
Although, when they did move to, like, B-bodies and things like
that. Well, they were always B-bodies.
Or, excuse me, I'm thinking the other one, the Super B. Anyhow. I apologize. When you go into the 70 B-bodies, like 71, 72, 73...
Elongated, a little fatter fender. You still had the hidden headlights on most models. And it actually was a model package where you got hidden headlights
right.
or not.
Even if it didn't have to have the hidden headlights, the thing about it is when you look at the excuse me, the new Mustangs
yeah.
and their fog light package, that's a really retro look to be able to actually take fog lights and make them a part of a grill
yes.
rather than a bumper. If they had have taken...
Now, you'll notice on the Shelby in the photo, and by the way, we're at spankwagon.net here, right on the main index, when you're in that index, and you look at the... You take a look at those fog lights on the Mustang. You know what? They look good. They really do look good. And yeah, they're in the bumper, they're in the lower bumper, but that's normal. When it's the GT has the headlights that are actually in part of the grill.
Yes, it is the GT. Thank you. But the thing about it is, to me, that's pretty ballsy for those headlights. And the reason being is because it's always been since the 90s. What they've
done.
By the way,
Kari says hit my Miata has hidden headlights. Yes, but that Miata is a 1990.
That's correct. And hidden headlights.
94 is the last time I've ever seen anybody still
do
hidden headlights.
No, his is a 91.
No, I know, but 94 is like, I haven't seen hidden headlights off of.
I've heard that they're like a regulation, you can't have them. I've heard that, I don't know for a fact.
Yeah. Interesting.
But hidden headlights, of course, are more expensive to manufacture.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, the thing that I'm saying right here is, why it's ballsy by Ford to make that move is, when you look at older cars, what they did is you had a front clip that was all grill that
yeah.
had headlights basically grafted and Frenched into a grill.
Frenched in, right.
Some, right.
Frenched means basically being where the headlight sits below, but It's sunk in a bit. It's a sunk-in look that actually is molded in almost.
And the grill is modified to accommodate the headlights themselves and the trim pieces. And the problem is, like with especially the Magna or the Charger there,
You know that
it bears no resemblance. I mean, because what happened is
it doesn't.
They try to keep separate fenders from their damn grill, and it looks multi-piece like a truck.
Like a truck, and you get the front end that looks like a truck. You get the sides that look very 300-ish, and you know that's what they're really going for. You know, they figure, oh, lightning struck. Let's duplicate. And I don't know. To me, that just isn't really cool. Now, I haven't seen one up close. Maybe next week I will. You know,
maybe when
we're at Mopars of the Strip, maybe we'll actually see one, and we'll I'll be able to tell you if my mind has changed by seeing the real thing.
But I can tell you right now. I wouldn't pick it up.
What we're doing is we're comparing the Mustang at top, the Mustang Shelby, and this, by the way, is Flying J here, over there, I should say, not here, and comparing it with a new Dodge Charger.
Exactly.
Which car do you think is sexier?
I'm a Mustang man myself, but, I mean, I know you're Mr. Dodge.
No, but we want your opinion.
We want your opinion.
I think the...
Of those two cars, which one's going to make you go, oh, damn, look at that?
I think the Mustang is far more smart looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, both of those are considered retro vehicles. Which one to you is considered more retro?
I'm sorry, I don't consider them both to be retro. I believe fully that the Mustang is retro because it has many, many design cues that people associate with the old style cars that have been brought forth. The Magnum, the Charger.
But that's the point of it.
Exactly. There's nothing that actually goes out.
Freudian slip there.
So. Yes.
But that's what it looks like. It looks like one of those damn Magnums.
The only thing retro I see on this car, if you want to know the truth, is the RT badge.
There you go.
That's it.
There was a DeLorean in an accident today. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't. What was up?
Dude, I told you on the way here. Everybody was calling my phone.
Yeah.
Did you see
Matt it? Matt called me to see if I've heard from you. And I said, he's driving his
did you see it?
Pickup. No.
Okay.
No.
Damn, I hope it's no one you know.
It's no one I know. We have one of our loyal people in the DeLorean network right now here. I can't say who, but they're calling up the Highway Patrol and trying to find pretend they're like family.
Nice.
Or something.
By the way, anybody wants to give their 2 cents, we're always open for calls. Local Vegas... 383-120. If you're outside of Vegas, you know, anywhere in the continental United States, I think even Canada, 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. Las Vegas locals, 383-8120. Now, Kari does make a good point. The Corvette C5 was the last modern car released with pop-up headlights.
Oh, yeah, you're very right.
Not me, Kari. Akari is very good in pointing that out. Yep. So that myth about pop-up headlights has been destroyed.
Yep. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, it seemed like every car had pop-up headlights, and then all of a sudden, none of them had pop-up headlights.
Well, yeah, the problem, of course, is, you know, they're expensive. Whereas you would
there's extra mechanics involved there.
Oh, yeah.
Mechanical.
I mean, if you didn't actually go ahead to just simply put in, you know, vacuum bellows when you flip the switch, you had to put in motors.
Yeah.
No, I always like that look, you know, when they get up there in the years and one of them has a lazy eye and all that. No, that's a good look. Hey.
You know, and what's really funny about that is I never knew about that.
What, lazy eye?
The lazy eye ones until we went and saw Bricklin in person.
Yeah.
That was my first dealing with a car with pop-up headlights, truth be told. A vacuum controlled.
Vacuum control. Actually, Ford Thunderbirds in the 70s and 80s had the vacuum controlled flip down lids.
Yes, this was quite funny, by the way. Trencher goes, I wonder if it'll have that lazy eye syndrome. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, watch this. Hey, turn the headlights on. And all of a sudden we hear, thump, thump. And the headlights like went on and they came up at different times.
You know, they come on, they're on under the hood at the same time. You see the glow. And then...
It was pretty damn funny.
It was great. It was great.
But yeah, pop-up headlights, the motors and stuff, they're damn expensive to maintain. Plus, they're a threat, too, if people don't know how to use them properly. So if they get iced in, you know, people don't, you know, keep the headlights up during the winter months.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Yeah, because you have to actually put in a disconnect so that way you don't... Because you get ice on them when it tries to open up, it strips those gears. You know, I mean, it's a huge mechanical issue. Virtual One even says that they're expensive and die after a while, and they do.
They
really do.
Now, my opinion, though, Corvette is pretty wild with their lights. They don't just pop up. They flip around. But the coolest...
Opel GT.
Yes, the Opel GT has the most badass lights.
You know, when you take headlights, I mean, everybody puts their hands on the table facing forward. and, you know, pivot at your the palms. That's how normal headlights flip up.
Right.
So they pivot at the palms and then put your fingers towards the air.
Corvettes, what they did was they rotated the opposite direction. They would go ahead and spin forward until their rears came around.
Wait a minute. Now, here's something I don't have experience with. Maybe one of you guys can tell me.
Not me.
When you turn on Corvette headlights, do the headlights come on first and then they flip around?
From what I've seen in the commercials, the headlights do come on first.
So don't you fucking blind yourself?
I don't know.
Ah, my own headlights! Ah!
I never thought of that till now.
I mean, seriously, I don't know. I would think that'd be a problem. But if Opel GT, if you put your hands down, palms down on the flat of the desk, and just twist your wrist, so that way your palms then are facing upwards.
They actually rotate on a north-south axis.
As a matter of fact, I
no,
know
they're not
fact.
Muslim headlights flying, Jay.
Point to the east.
No, you don't turn your headlights on the east.
Actually, I will say for a fact, Volkuris is one of the only people I know that have driven an Opel GT. So Volkuris may need to tell us what it's like or, you know. Yeah, see, oh yeah, the Opel GT.
There was actually an Opel GT for sale on the paper a couple of years ago, but it was like, great car, but been improperly stored, you know, all original, but left for 20 years. And
it was
$2,000 or best offer, and wow. I'm like, you know what, I just can't do it.
No, that's a risk. That's a real risk. I got my car running today.
So you said.
Yeah. Got the duster up and running, and then the motor started up. Burned off all the remainder of the oil that was still on the headers, and also then had a little bit of oil dripping, but I think that was from all the crap that's collected on the headers.
So when are you going to take it out?
Probably tomorrow. I'm not doing anything tomorrow, so got a free night, free day, so I'll probably go out tomorrow to the track.
Why wasn't it here?
Oh, it wasn't here because I just didn't have time to go get gas. I was running late.
You need to put some fucking Tekron in that, too. That's some old fuel.
I do need to. So anyway, so I've been working on a car. Got the car. Got my bike last week. Got definitely very happy. I got a new
pedal bike, right?
Yes, new pedal bike.
Yes, he's pedaling his ass all over town.
My little Gary Fisher Marlin. Very nice, comfortable bike. Had a lot of fun on that one already. Put in a couple miles going uphill.
Now, it's very interesting here. Akari says lighting technology has progressed to HIDs and higher wattage xenon bulbs.
Good luck trying to find HIDs.
You can no longer get HIDs for your car aftermarket. It is illegal. They cannot be used as primary lighting. You can only purchase an auxiliary HID.
Yep.
HIDs apparently...
Give the explanation what HID is.
High-intensity discharge. If you've ever seen a spotlight up in the sky, it's exactly what it is. It's fucking arc light.
Why the fuck would you want that on your car?
Because you can have shit with, like, insane amount of lumens per power, but might only use, like, anywhere between 8 to maybe 11 watts, whereas you might have, like, a 55-watt low beam with a 60-watt high beam.
In other words, you're getting a really high intense, bright, focused beam. Now the problem is, of course, you can't aim your fucking headlights. You're focusing right into people's eyes.
Well,
right.
Yes, because there is actually a whole contraption, I guess, of some sort. The HIDs have to be cradled in to level themselves. And the other problem too is it is arc light, literally. So like with arc light, where you just go boom, you have electricity arcing across.
Uh-huh.
HID, what it does is it pulsates. You can't see it with a naked eye. But it pulsates very rapidly, so it doesn't completely wear the stuff out. And it is possible to actually increase the frequency of the pulses and their intensity, and you can have, like, sunlight on the front of cars, literally.
Wow, sounds like a real asshole move.
It can be.
Oh, yeah, totally asshole thing. But, lighting technology, everybody's...
Akari says, I don't know where you're looking, then, they're illegal to buy as primary lights, although, yes, you can buy them illegally if they're imports.
You know, we have to assume that most people will buy stuff locally and not go that far out to get stuff.
How
you doing, Flying Jay?
Okay, you know.
How's your week been?
Different.
How so?
I don't know.
Just been busy and shit?
Yeah, busy. Really tired. You know, just one of these days, it's just piling up. And now I'm like, what the hell am I going to do now? But I'm here. I'm here. I'm alive.
Let's go.
It's Friday. You're here. You look healthy.
Yeah. I feel healthy.
So good. Very good.
That's right. I mean, you're feeling like really like macho man.
Yeah.
High again.
Yeah, of course. That's every day, man.
Do you feel like you feel macho man every day?
Yeah, I like
sings the Village
man.
People song, dude.
That's right.
He wakes up in a bit.
No. I've done my karaoke for the week. Thank you.
Really? Where's this?
Woody's.
Woody's. Why didn't you let us know? We'd have gone. I'd have probably sung along.
With a camera.
Well, I was already inebriated before I even went to the place. So.
Okay.
All right.
And let's just say I don't remember leaving.
That's never good, but you obviously went somewhere.
Yeah. I don't remember what
I
sang.
What songs did you sing?
I don't remember.
Damn, that's not good. You can't remember what your karaoke did.
I think one of them was Danzig. So.
What? Oh, don't tell me, Mother.
Of course.
God, what is it with that song?
But I've duetted it with somebody. It was sick.
Okay, you were talking about Mother.
Yeah, I was talking about Mother, dude, because whenever you listen to that
Mother.
Song, you can't, I don't know what he says in the song. I really don't.
Go my way.
Listen, this is Danzig. Mother, can you keep him in the dark for a while? Can you bow my world?
Father!
Come and take it to the house tonight! You never hung out with me when I was a kid!
Or whatever.
Whoa! That's not Danzig. That's therapy.
Dude, that's like some faster
I'm
pussycat.
I'm crying
right
on
there.
The inside! Oh, I'm going to go into the circle now! Circle of darkness! I was looking for the Humpty Dance, but I don't think I failed it. I don't think I did. But I
wait
could.
A minute, wait. You're flipping through a catalog on Humpty Dance,
Humpty Dance.
Mother! Yeah.
No way. There's no way someone can go flip
God
like that.
God, I'll bleed in. I don't bow to see a line. That's the way it sounds.
But if you want to find hell with me, I can
show you what it's like.
He's like,
I don't even know what he says in that line.
I don't, man.
It's
like a Ministry, dude.
No, Ministry, man, is just fast and loud. Anything Ministry is just, you know, all meant to be loud. That's all their shtick is. So anyhow, actually, since we're talking about stuff, a new show coming out called Pinks, coming onto the Speed Channel. Basically, it's where two people can race their cars, and the winner gets the pink slip of the other car, takes possession of the other car. They actually filmed an episode in Cedar Falls, Iowa. And the guy who created the show, thought it up and pitched it to the networks, is a guy from New Hampton, Iowa. I'm like, wait a minute.
Wow. So, well, that's practically nepotism where you're from.
Practically. I got to love this, though. Actually, they were saying that coming up in, it's actually going to be like next month or something like that, that the show's going to start. So I might have to check that out and see if anybody you know, or I should see if anybody I know loses their car. That should be fairly interesting.
I never really get too interested in automobiles and whatnot, but I think I'll watch that just to see some poor bastard lose their car.
You know, and that's what it is. You can't go fast enough, you lose your car. And what if it's a close race?
Yeah.
Like, really close.
I just want to see the fist fights at the end.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
You son of a bitch!
You need some inspirational music for that, man.
Yeah.
Slow ass intro. You could have picked something with a little more to it. See? Non-car guy, and we're putting him to sleep.
Hmm. See, I was going to see if anybody could guess the song, but I guess not.
I know what the song is. I even know what the cover art is.
Well, that's because I have it up.
Well, no. Actually, that's not the proper cover art.
I'm pretty sure it was on Psalm 69. Oh, well.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of the EP. Because EP had a Chrysler 440 on it. Anywho.
That's like, every hot rider knows that song.
Every hot rider should know that song. Should. So anyhow.
Speaking of hot rods, next Saturday, Saturday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday.
Someday.
Someday.
We'll be up at Mopars in the Strip. Stop by the Spankwagon booth and say hi.
Yeah, we'll be out there with all of our cars. The Duster, we'll be out there with a Roadrunner and...
my fucking Dakota.
And I'll be out on the cab bus. Hi, guys.
Well, it's something. They let you drive.
No. But I've got a transfer, so...
Ooh, a transfer. Right. Yes, nice.
Show up like with one of those, you know... Those Hemi generators.
No, one of those midget motorcycles, you know. God, man. can't believe people actually use those for serious transportation.
I know. I almost hit a fat black bastard on the way to work.
What the
dude? There's this one fat dude right near my house.
What are those fat people in them bikes, dude?
I don't know. The fat.
Because like this guy was like wide, had like the bad 80s metal hair, like bad greasy 80s metal hair. You know, we're talking the mustache that doesn't quite grow in, right? And I watch him walk out of the gas station, and I'm thinking, oh, he's going to walk over to that Camaro. You know, it's kind of an obvious
he
thing.
He looks like it, yeah.
He looks like he should hop into that nice, you know, 1982 Camaro. No! His ass goes to the bike rack, hops on one of these little things. I don't know if it was because he was so fucking fat or that's how the bike was made, but it had two rear tires sitting next to each other.
Oh, man.
You know, this is about as bad as that fucker that we saw at the checker that was bitching about the alternator. Claude's deep in thought, trying to find next pet kitschy song.
God.
The guy getting the alternator. Oh, I want my money's worth. Damn, damn, damn. What is he? We're freaking God. This guy's a dick. He must like be in this truck out here.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, couldn't park. What does he get on? A moped. A
fucking moped, dude.
Little moped.
Get my money's worth.
Come on, people.
Every time I see
drive what you think you should drive.
Every time I see these guys, man, all I can think of is just little fat dudes on bicycles.
Fat dudes on electric. What's bad is that they're electric.
Oh, dude, are those like fucking gas powered mopeds?
I'm on my way to work. Gotta go to the grocery store. Wee!
It's like when every time I run them off the road, too.
God damn, I haven't heard this since Smack played it all the time. Holy shit.
Whee! Bitch!
Wow.
We should write that for ourselves. You know, like, when you're a fat guy and you can't afford gasoline.
No, but that,
and you need some ding dong.
You know what it is? You know, I bet what it is. A lot of these people who are driving around town on the mini bikes as if they're real bikes, like adults, not kids. Kids are doing it because they got irresponsible parents.
I almost hit one
on
the way here, dude.
But you know, the kids who do it, they just have irresponsible parents.
Right.
The adults that do it, though, you know what it is? You know what it? DUIs. I'm going to guarantee they do not have a driver's license.
What's funny is they're probably riding on them, and they're either drunk or stoned too. You know?
Do you know you could get pulled over?
Oh,
you can
sure.
get pulled over on a bicycle for a DUI.
Oh, yeah.
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 You know?
Actually,
really?
You?
Wait, yes. I didn't know that.
Yes, you can get pulled over on a bicycle for DUI.
When I was in the Air Force, there was an airman that I knew that I worked with. He got pulled over for DUI at the BX for riding his bicycle. He got a LOR.
Did he get pulled over on base?
On base.
Oh, that means his name was up at lights at the gate.
On a fucking bicycle, though. On a fucking bicycle.
I didn't know that. I really honestly didn't.
Yes. On a fucking bike, you can get it. Anything that you're on. I don't think like skateboard or skates would count, but a bike is something that has to follow.
I figured it would have to be powered by motor.
No, because bikes have to follow street rules, okay? You see a bicyclist riding towards you in traffic, that's actually illegal.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you see a bicyclist and a bicyclist have to follow street rules when they're on the street.
Can't ride on a bicycle or on a bicycle.
You can't ride on the sidewalk.
Sidewalk.
Can't ride on the sidewalk.
Know, you can't do any of that. Well, that's part of it, but yeah, dude, totally.
Can't
you
pick
never
up hookers on them.
No, I
never
did.
Oh, you
did.
Can pick up hookers. Hey, ladies, sit on the handlebar.
Come on.
You got a hotel room.
Hey, get
baby,
up on the bars.
I got a brand new set of pegs, man. Come on, jump on. That's an alley for you and me right around the corner.
You got protection. Look at the basket.
What kind of guy do you think I am? Look at this shit.
Look at the back.
Look at that.
Hey, ladies, what's up?
Ring, ring.
Yeah.
Where was it? You were playing with those fucking horns at the... Okay, Claude was with me last week. I got a bike last week, as I just mentioned a moment ago. Bought myself my third Gary Fisher bike.
What happened to the first two?
Bicycle.
Stolen.
Bicycle.
Bicycle?
He doesn't have Queen.
No. You
no, I have Howard Dean.
No, bicycle, Howard you Dean. Idiot. Howard Dean.
No, I don't.
So anyhow, so I bought the bike, and now I'm, like, looking it over, and I'm inspecting it, and I'm, you know, looking. Because, I mean, what I had before was, like, the first bike I had was low-end. The second bike I had was actually fairly high-end. This bike is right comfortably in the middle and still has almost everything that the high-end bike had. But I'm, like, asking questions and going on about, you know, what's the suspension, what's the lockout like, blah, 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 blah. Homeboy over here is in the aisle.
Just giggling his ass off.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, I told the wife what we were doing to the poor guy.
The wife?
Yeah, I went in there and I noticed it had a regular bicycle seat. And, of course, anybody who rides bikes for any long duration of time, you ride a normal bike seat,
right,
your nuts will go numb. I mean, it's a common problem.
Okay.
Well, I was laughing. I said, well, and then we, you know, Claude and I are having this conversation out loud so more people can hear us. And, numb.
These are your balls.
Thank you. We have this conversation, and I'm like, yeah, it's going to suck if my nuts go numb while riding this bike. And he goes, yeah. I go, but that's okay. You know, even if I can't feel my nuts, my wife sure can. Guy behind the counter's like,
And he went on this tirade about how, it was an ego trip about his own nuts. In public.
I couldn't stop. Because once I got people laughing, because,
you should be playing big balls right now, then.
Yeah, really. You know, because once Claudia started laughing.
I've got big balls.
He's got big balls.
Trevor's got huge balls.
I've got the biggest balls of them all.
He's got the biggest balls.
There's nothing more exhilarating than a shorn scrotum.
What? Was that the missing lyric?
Austin Powers.
Okay. I don't know.
You know Austin Powers, right? You know, it's like a James Bond ripoff.
Yeah.
Thunderball.
Wow. He's got that. Okay. How relevant is this? Trencher in Thunderball.
Not if I ride my bike.
Number
balls. I gotta get my balls.
Number balls.
What do you call when you have... I gotta get my nuts notarized. Why? For proof that they're there.
Butterball.
Butter. Hey, that's him. Fuck you.
Butterball.
I gotta get my nuts notarized.
Just make sure they're still there. You know?
Skeet ball.
Skeet ball?
Ski ball. Wait, skeet ball, jizz
ski
ball.
Ski ball. Yeah.
Jizz ball.
Ew.
I'm just thinking of other things that end with ball. Lucille ball.
Did you say skeet?
Great. Now I feel like little John has invaded your life.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Okay! I can't continue on screaming that shit. I'll be hoarse. Hey!
Join my party. I've had a cold all week.
Yeah, me too.
Hello. To the window. To the balls. To the sweat drip down his balls.
Big balls.
The owls is see, motherfucker. God damn.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Christ.
It's like the worst, like, hey!
No, but it's in every fucking video game. Every fucking driving video game ever.
What?
That fucking, edited version of that goddamn song. I play Need for Speed Underground, and all I get is ski, ski, ski. I'm like, oh, come on.
Ski.
Pause.
Need for Speed.
Yeah, Need for Speed Underground.
Burnout 3.
Gran Turismo 4.
Yeah! Rad Racer!
Pole position!
Yep.
Oh.
Nice. Oops.
Pole position. Jeez.
Oh, wow.
Outrun?
Shut up!
Sega!
Yeah!
You said Outrun. That's funny as hell.
Change the radio station, damn it! What?
Oh, no.
What are we listening to here?
This is Golden Shower. Total Control.
Well, if you're getting Golden Showers, you don't have
name
very
of
much
the group.
Control. Ah. I'll pee in your gas tank. Break it down. Pee. Pissing in your gas tank. Free. Sound. I know. For a while. Gonna take a little tinkle. Take a little sprinkle.
Love it!
Oh,
come on, keep going!
I can't, man. I'm just not that creative.
Could have fooled us. I think he also fooled everybody in Chatland. And by the way, you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Find us at our official site at
spankwagon.net.
Or, of course, syndicators of your choice.
That's right.
If your syndicator is not carrying us and you somehow are still listening to us, tell them they need to carry us.
Shame on them. Maybe fuck. Flying J needs a better beat, dude.
Nah, oh, Jesus. What are you doing to us here?
I can't fuck with this.
Give it time, man.
All right. Oh, man, there's water running in the background. We're staying with the piss theme, aren't we?
Ironically enough, yes, more than you know.
Come on, let your freestyle flow.
I can't, man.
You can't.
Go ahead, start. Start up.
I can't, man.
You can't wait.
I'm white.
You're white.
Wait a minute, all these other weeks you say you're black. You're fucking white this week?
God stays fright. Can't take piss because the salt's in sight. Oh, my God. This is not hip-hop. This is gay disco. Fabulous! Hey!
Never mind.
Have you been golden shower? Yes. Glory hole goddesses.
To the
yes.
Hip, to the hop, to the hippity-hop, you know. You don't stop.
What do you want out of me, Claude?
Sing, monkey boy.
Damn it, stop fucking coughing.
I can't help it.
Killing me.
God damn, man. It's like triage in here, dude. You people.
What are you talking about?
Outbreak monkey. It ain't no goddamn studio.
Outbreak monkey. It ain't no goddamn triage. It's a Marlboro convention.
It's like a fucking truth ad in here, dude.
Don't smoke. You'll sound like me.
Speaking of smoking, I have my second cigar. So.
Jesus Ooh. Christ. Oh, my God.
I got photographic evidence, too.
Where'd you put it?
Where am I supposed to put it?
I don't know. Talk about the photo, you idiot.
Oh, it's
every
my,
time
it's
Flying
my,
J smokes, we'll
phone.
Play the song.
All right. Hey, let's move on.
Moving on.
I don't know what I want to do for news. I got good stuff.
Oh, we've got a whole bunch of stuff we can cover.
Oh, just a whole bunch of stuff.
Fabulous. The John Denver Channel?
Something like that. DenverChannel.com had the Chocolate Crosses Annoy Catholic Diocese. A symbol of Christianity that sits atop church steeples and dangles from necks and hangs on halls and whatnot is finding a new home. In the mouths of the faithful. In addition to its usual chocolate Easter bunnies, candy maker Russell Stover is also offering milk chocolate crosses this year. Damn it! We were
That's just right.
A year late. The nation's third largest candy maker is selling these 6-inch crosses under its Pangburn brand in thousands of stores, with the focus on the Hispanic market.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's next, though? I mean, seriously, what's next? Guadalupe?
Wait.
A Guadalupe chocolate?
All I want to know is...
Yeah! Hello, Guadalupe.
Hello, Guadalupe. No, it's not a crucifix. Just here.
So there's no image of the crucified Jesus on the cross.
No, the chocolate cross is adorned with a floral bouquet that is filled with caramel made from goat's milk.
I mean, Eucharist has crosses on them. I mean,
yeah, but would you be willing to bite the head off chocolate Jesus?
Well, if I was hungry enough, I guess I would.
You know what I just realized? You know, Easter's next week, or this
no,
week, coming
yeah,
weekend?
This Sunday.
It's this Sunday?
Sunday! The Lord and Savior rises from the grave. Watch the rock move!
We forgot to get the shit together to make peep juice smoothies.
Oh, wow. The poor children.
They'll never know what they're missing.
Okay, for the loyal, unloyal listeners.
Unloyal listeners. Loyal listeners already know what the fuck's going on.
We had peep shakes a couple years ago.
Made by Smack.
We nuked the peeps to melt them down and then poured them in with milk in a blender and just hit the
Do we have syrup too?
How is old man Smacky?
Who knows?
Who
knows? I haven't talked in a long time. Spokesman for the Roman Catholic Diocese in Bridgeport, Connecticut finds that the new product is insulting. He says the cross should be venerated, not eaten.
It's just
should be
federated. Chocolate. It's chocolate. Okay, this is coming from somebody who professes to be a Christian himself. Okay? It's chocolate, all right? This whole bullshit of symbolism and...
You come on, though. You're
ritual
eating...
ritual and all that. You take it way too serious.
By the way, really quick. What's next? A Virgin Mary candle that melts chocolate for a fondue?
Yeah, hey, I'm down
Why
with that.
Why not?
Yeah, yeah. We all are going to, apparently.
Here's the thing.
I'll eat a chocolate cross like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, and I have no problem eating chocolate cross because I understand what the symbol's for. Now, chocolate crucifix may be another story altogether. I mean, a chocolate crucifix may be an entirely different story because you are eating
really?
You're eating the body of Christ.
Aren't you supposed to be doing that with your devil cookies? That's what Jack Chick says.
Devil cookies?
Devil cookies.
The fuck is a devil cookie?
The devil's cookie, man.
What the fuck is the devil's cookie?
All right.
Elaborate. Jack Chick says that there was an ancient Hammurabian-esque type cult.
Wait. Did he just make this shit up?
No, dude.
An ancient how coincidental it was Hammurabian.
Some shit like
hey,
that.
Let's say something that no one can fucking verify. Hammurabian.
So what happened is, you know... You know, there's a big cult in the...
Jack Chick knows everything about fucking Hammurabian cults.
Cookie cult.
Yeah.
Cookie Monster is
the gingerbread
lead.
Man's the leader and shit.
Yeah, Gingerbread Man, Cookie Monster, who else, you know?
Yeah. C is for Cookie, I'm going to kill you!
I mean, come on. Okay, keep going. Come on, Jack Chick, Hammurabian cult.
Drink the purple Kool-Aid. Ah! Where did Nikes? Ah! Purple Shrouds!
I do not believe you should be eating those cookies.
For purple shrouds.
Why?
Okay, so what?
Could someone please tell me why we're all wearing Nikes, and why are we wearing these black and white Nikes? What are we waiting for again? Hail what? Hail who?
Fuck. Hammurabian. An ancient civilization that no one knows anything about. The death cookie. All right, so this is what Jack...
It exists. God, jackchick.com, people. It's a great resource.
Jesus. Okay, it's a chick.
No. Death cookie. Jesus comes later.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
dude.
Come on already.
All right, so the devil's here hanging out with some ordinary schmo. How could I gain control of these people without an army? And the devil says, it's simple. Make them believe that their immortal souls are in your hands. If you can make a man believe that you have the power to put him in hell, he'll do anything you ask to save his skin. Thus it begins, how will they believe me? And he says they must eat a cookie.
You know, that's not even a schmo. That's just some...
No. It, where the hell is that, dude? He even says what the IHS stands for on your cookies. He was like,
wait a minute. I thought he was Catholic.
What the fuck are you talking
so
about?
So you're telling me... No, you know what? Here's the thing.
Mormons, Catholics, everybody.
Yeah, here's the thing then. IHS... You know,
Isis, Horus, and Seb, the gods of Egypt.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah.
What cookie is this?
No, it's not a cookie. It's not a cookie. It's the fucking little dry-your-mouth-out sponge wafer that you get for communion.
The Eucharist.
Yeah.
You know,
body
it's
of Christ.
It's the death cookie.
It's the death cookie.
He's right.
What do you know?
See, check it out. Yeah, Jack Chick says...
Jack Chick is right.
Cutting That's through prolific. The gobbledygook... It's
Mr. Hammurabian expert using these fine words.
Gobbledygook. I use it all the time. It ends with gook. I'm half gook. I should use it.
Isn't that
I
dinner?
Did not just
wait,
do that.
Wait a minute. Does that mean he just defined dinner in his house? Hey, what are you having? I don't know. Let's go over to Justin for some gobbledygook.
That's right. Now I'll have some.
Gobbled by gook. What
good
the?
Gook shit.
When the priest says mass, it magically turns the cookie into Jesus. If Joe says the cookie
Ta-da.
Is only a symbol of Jesus, it really isn't the actual body. Blood and soul of Christ of Jesus Christ, then Joe can be killed as a heretic.
How come they couldn't get like something a little bit more flavorful than just a stale piece of bread? You know,
I don't know.
You know, I mean, how about like a Eucharist ham sandwich or something? Some Eucharist Subway.
Yeah, they only give you one fucking
wine. Yeah, check this out, man.
That's all right. Then make it a kegger.
Make it a kegger.
Hallelujah.
Okay, mass is all a Catholic mass. Hold on.
Om
Sri
Om.
No, look.
See, the wafer god.
The wafer god. I think I have a thin mint wafer. You're gonna die. Well, bullshit. Okay, first off,
no, that's not bullshit. It says wafer god right there.
What amazes me is
look,
you shut off your intelligence for Jack Chick and believe him wholeheartedly.
No, I do.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm an idiot that's going to heaven. Sinner.
Okay.
Sinner.
Uh-huh.
Agnostic pig.
What?
Hey, we've seen it, too. We've seen plenty of angels throwing sinners hell of a far into the lake of fire.
I have. Every time I go to sleep, I wake up with a smile.
Jesus. But by the way, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, you know, you're doing your, you do the communion. You're, dude, the Jack Chick is fucked up. What religion is he advocating?
He's a non-denominational Christian.
But yeah, he isn't. You can't. Okay, you can't be non-denominational
yes,
and blast everybody.
Oh yes, you can, and he does. So
weird.
Do I. Fuck the Mormons. Fuck Catholics.
Great.
You know, fuck Protestants. You know, fuck them snake holders and Alabama. You know.
You have a special place for the Alabama snake holders.
Yeah, I do.
What are you looking up?
Well, I'm just like,
Gomez is coming.
Oh, damn, that's what it was.
For
yeah.
the Eucharist. Hey, what? Sancho, give me my Eucharist and my wine.
Gomez is coming.
Yeah, Gomez is coming, dude.
Gomez is coming on his cellmate right now.
That's fucking nasty, dude.
But it's true. Look at that. Gomez, ain't he a handsome gent? Yeah, dude,
okay,
guy.
Here's my question. What's Johnny Little, you know, little boy Johnny doing there riding with those guys? First off,
he's a gang member.
He looks too suburban to actually even understand that, you know, what their hats and flannels all mean. I'm just saying.
Dude, words of tonight we'll serve you a taco supreme.
That's that. We need that on a t-shirt yesterday.
Because tomorrow you never have to worry about eating anything again.
That's right. Taco supreme. How fucking generic and racist is this fucking comic?
Jesus. Oh, now he's racist. Your fucking hero, Jack Chick, is
no,
a racist.
No, I didn't say he was a hero. I just say he's right.
Have you ever gone through the Jack Chick tracks?
I've gone
he's
through
like
them.
He's like the anti-Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah, I don't think any of this has ever happened to him, so he can't relate real life.
You not-so-pig fuckers. Holy art thou.
You've never really read Jack Chick tracks.
I've read Jack Chick tracks. I can't stand them. I think they're the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah, but come on. You had to have read them from beginning to end.
Yes.
Yes, because they're so profound. That's why I read
them.
See,
and you being
they're
a
comic. They're not so profound. No, don't even. Like do not put Jack Chick in the same fucking sentence as anything to do with any legitimate fucking comic.
All right.
They are comics.
They are comics.
They are comics, but no.
You being a comic
okay,
collector.
He's trying to put Julie Schwartz right there with Jack Chick.
Why?
That's my point.
Okay, okay.
Hey, man, he's like...
Anybody who doesn't know Julie Schwartz, longtime editor of DC.
Yeah.
He's like the Stan Lee for Jesus.
What? He is. Yeah.
Jack Chick is nowhere near the Stanley for
God. This is Jack the Man Chick.
Great. That means buildings are going to follow Jack
Hi,
Chick. The only problem is no one's going to move him away. Jesus.
You know, hey, our day of doom is coming. Just like when John DeLorean passed, our day of doom is coming. The
oh,
minute
yeah.
that Stan the Man drops, man, it's going to be a cold day.
It's going to be a cold
look
day.
Look at this. See, look.
Allah
is the moon
no
god.
Sun.
Oh, Allah's the moon god. What? Does this guy do research?
Yes, he does.
Remember what we
used Where?
Said?
Hey, he's got books.
What, books out his ass? It's where he's doing his fucking research.
The Moon God Allah and the Archaeology of the Middle East by Dr. Robert A. Morey.
You should see what he says
six.
About the fucking Mormons.
Does he have
what?
One?
Oh, gosh, he is brutal to the Mormons.
I never saw the Mormons.
Oh, Jesus.
No, Jack Chick.
By the way, you're listening to Spank Jesus. Wagon Radio. We're really not this abnormal often.
Ah, the visitors.
See? I mean, he'll break it down. See, I've done this. I've actually hijacked conversations with Mormons and just fucked their worlds up, man.
For real?
Yeah.
You got to read Jack Chick so you can get into theological arguments with people.
I don't think Jack Chick is legitimate enough for me to quote.
No, I've done that before Jack Chick. So
let me just say that from my readings of Sir Jack Chick, that your religion is death cookies.
Okay. So you mean you're willing to support the Mormons in lieu of Jack Chick.
I'll support anybody that doesn't tread upon me.
Well, they are
That's very selfish.
Oh, selfish.
Bullshit. You would too.
You know, there's a Jack Trick track. Jack Chick track.
Trick
track.
Yeah, Jack Trick. That's exactly what it is. Hey, let me think. I got to admit, though, he's a good artist. I
no,
got to give
no,
him props.
No, there's several different artists that work on his
yes,
track.
Yes.
He just writes them.
Oh, see, I always thought he was the artist, too.
No, he does the old school ones. They're like, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. With the demons laughing and all goofy looking. That's his.
Yeah.
See, now, this tells you what I know.
Dude, he got the Mormons nailed down totally. Look at the dress. And the ties.
Yeah, the short.
Oh, yeah. White shirt to black ties are hard to capture on paper.
Hello, I'm Elder
We have a fucking comic book artist sitting across from us who I guess could never be as good as that artist.
No way. Not
would you
close.
Draw? Okay, if Jack Chick came to you and says, "I need you to draw a comic for me," would you?
I would, just so it could be on a website. You guys can talk about it.
Would you do it because?
No.
Of your...
Would you? Would you like me to be a mole for Jack Chick? I'll do that.
You want to draw some Jack Chick?
I would.
I will try to contact Jack Chick and submit some of my artwork and see if he be
do
willing.
Do it. I will put that shit on the wagon. That shit will get prime real estate on the fucking wagon if I could see
believe
some of
that. Because we were thinking about doing anti-Jack Chick tracks.
Yeah,
now, I've
that.
Seen some of those, you know, God Kills Children, things like that.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd like to do some Jack Chick-esque tracks for Spankwagon. Maybe do some, like,
you guys put them together. I'll put
like
them up.
Like some Salvation, you know?
Yeah, simple.
No, we can print these and, like, distribute them in, like, truck stops.
I don't know if that's the people you want listening to you.
Hey, man.
Corn from
his shit goes into a gay tangent. We realize, oh, shit, a lot of our people listening are truckers tonight. Yeah, that's great.
Hey, are they lonely? So am I. Just call me. Call me. Flying J. I'm here for you. That's Flying J at Cox.net. Just call me.
Damn!
Did you say lonely?
God damn this song! I fucking hate this song. Who the fuck is this?
Who knows?
Acorn.
Acorn, right. Acorn.
Sing along.
I sound like a broke-ass Rastafarian. Because I'm lonely. I need money. But my honey left me because I got no money. I'm talking in circles. I look like Steve Urkel.
Oh, shit. All right.
And I got to
look at the clock real quick. All right, folks. 10 minutes to go. Get your asses in gear for Q20. Remember, it's our Spankwagon's very own game show where you try to beat the artificial intelligence of Doom in the Q20 game. I hate you. And you start fucking doing the dance. Bring up my cam. Remember, we want everyone to play Q20 the game. You play by calling us at 1-866-LV-ROCKS or local Vegas 383-81. See, now you've got the cough. 383-8120.
Come play with us.
You can play against our artificial AI and see if you can beat it in a game of 20 questions. The phones are waiting for you between now and 7 o'clock Vegas time.
Let us be your toys. Play with us.
We're waiting for you. So, now for this.
Should I play?
I have had a shit. It sounds like everybody's got this shitty cold.
All right, here, let me play a different song for you.
Oh, okay.
Cold out, Q20.
Okay, what game is this from?
It's not. It's Marilyn Manson.
Ah.
It's like from one of his early albums.
Well, it's just that, you know, I'm not really used to listening to any of the necro nerd stuff, so.
Necro nerd.
Yeah, well, you know. Hi, I wear black, and I'm an angst-ridden person. Let me go to an Indian reservation and shoot a bunch of people.
No, that fucking psycho nut job. And I don't know what it was. A few forums I've been on, like, they've been really chewing him a new one. But I'm like, guys, look at this. First off, his father killed himself 4 years ago. The mother was fucking brain dead in the hospital.
Right.
Okay, the kid has got some serious family issues going on, right?
Okay.
So it all builds up, and then he fucking snaps. You know, fucking boils over, and he blows up.
He's a stupid little punk.
Well, you know, he was listening to a lot of...
Where was anybody? This was a clear-cut case of someone could have done something before it got that far.
That's what everybody wants to do. Blame everybody else for somebody else's twisted, demented mind.
Well, the thing about it is...
Okay, why weren't you?
Huh?
Why
haven't I gone off the deep end? Because
no, stuff, no, I don't care why you haven't gone off the deep end.
I have something called restraint and self-control.
Oh, wait, I have something better, man.
He was a 16-year-old kid. Wasn't he Native American?
Okay, so,
he was Native American, and he also used to visit, of all places, strangest thing ever,
okay,
neo-Nazi sites.
Let me get some more appropriate music for him, then.
Nice. Here's my fact, just what I'm thinking. First off, you have this kid, he could have gotten help. If there was someone in that district, that school district, somewhere...
He was at a fucking Indian reservation,
he
man.
He lived with his grandpa.
They would have put his ass in a sweat lodge for fucking 4 hours and let the evil spirits get out of him.
You really think fucking people that are Native American are that stupid?
Yeah.
No. This is coming from a fob.
All right, go ahead. Send Flying J hate mail or
please
give us a call right
now.
1-866-LV-ROCKS or 338-8120.
And by the way,
hey,
we're still waiting for 220.
Hey. They traded all their fucking land for shiny baubles. I mean, come on.
Kari says, Trencher keeps trying to play the sane and rational card. You know what? I honestly think that, honestly to God, someone should have been able to recognize some of this shit going on with this
kid.
Don't
get me wrong.
Shit happens. Goddamn, people snap. They sometimes...
But a lot of times you can catch it before it happens. Someone snapping is a gradual thing. It's not instantaneous.
Yeah, that's true. But goddamn, man, we have to let people snap sometime.
I'm going to stop
really?
Our lives.
How come we don't never had people snap before? And it seems like within the past 20 years, people can just snap at rather frequent...
Because we report it more.
No, because we live in a society that people aren't responsible for their own actions. Nobody wants to be responsible for their own actions. And they have excuses for every goddamn thing that they ever do. Because my daddy wasn't there when I grew up. My mommy didn't love me the way she was supposed to love me growing up. I didn't get the love and attention that I needed from anybody, so I'm going to go pop a cap at a few people's asses just because I'm an angst-ridden little bastard that doesn't have any love to give.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Yeah, Trencher, you ready for some of that
Q20? Oh, shit.
What, now?
Well, yeah, I said anytime within the 10 minutes.
Okay, so...
What,
oh, by the way, this is Airwolf.
Caught him with his pants down.
Jesus Christ, I'm glad someone, you know, is prepared. Hey, Airwolf, how's it going?
Not too bad.
Good, all right. Let me go ahead and get everything set up here. What you're going to do is listen to this bad music.
Yeah.
Okay,
I can't stand that either. So what...
Okay.
That's fresh.
What we're going... Shut up, Fly. All right. What we're going to do is I'm going to take off my headset. You're going to give Claude an object, an item, saying that has to be animal, vegetable, mineral, you know. And what I'm going to do then is I'm going to go to the AI and try to figure out what it is using the AI. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
All right, so let me go ahead and take my headset off and turn down the house speakers.
Okay, give us a few seconds here.
All right.
Is he ready yet?
I'm ready.
Yeah, he's ready. Go ahead. Do you have something in mind?
Okay. This is kind of weird. A Windex spray bottle.
Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll take that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm going to be giving out another prize.
So, what kind of prize are you thinking about getting? Because you're probably going to get it.
Yeah, right?
Oh, shit. Is this good? This is a really good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we hope.
So we'll let these two assholes judge what you say, whether it's a yes, no. You can also use sometimes.
That, so.
No square wheels and shit.
Yeah, no square wheels. And all right, so is it animal, vegetable, mineral, or other?
No.
Okay, we're off to a real good start.
Wow. Animal, vegetable, mineral, or other?
Oh, other, yeah.
Other, definitely. Okay. No square wheels.
Clark. My fault, sorry.
Do you hold it when you use it?
Yes.
Yes, you hold it when you use it. Can it be washed?
What do you guys think?
I suppose you could wash
this is
it
your
outside
game, man.
Of it, but
yeah, you can wash anything technically, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Yes.
So yes, no, yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, what do you think? Yes, no, or sometimes.
Yes, I guess.
Yes. So all right, we'll go with yes. Is it smaller than a loaf of bread?
That can vary.
Yeah, it can. I guess maybe. You know,
yeah, I would say
volume
so.
Wise. Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I would say yeah.
So it's smaller than smaller than a loaf of bread. You're comfortable. Is this your final answer?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Is it shiny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it have a handle?
Yes.
Can you use it at school?
Sure.
I guess you can. Yeah. What do you think, Claude?
Yeah, Claude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The hands on.
Hey, welcome to the show.
How you been?
Good.
So, yes.
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 Is it found on a desk?
Is it found on a desk? I don't think you'd normally have it on a desk.
Yeah, you wouldn't normally have it on a desk.
No,
you could
place it
on a desk. No, but let's go with no.
Okay,
on that one.
So, yes, no, sometimes.
I'd probably say no.
I would say no as well.
No. All right.
No.
Do most people use this daily?
Yes.
I suppose you guys.
It's a daily use type of thing, I suppose.
Okay, yeah. Can we let him answer?
Hmm. He said yes.
Okay, yes. Sorry.
Who's yes. concurring?
Is it straight? As opposed to Flying J.
Sometimes.
No, it's curved slightly.
No. I wasn't asking about that. We're talking about the object here.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Is it straight? Yes, no, or sometimes?
Shit. No.
No?
No.
You had to actually think about this. Is it an optical fucking illusion or something?
No,
no.
No. No, so it's not straight. Okay.
No.
Do you use it in cooking? Do you use it?
Take a while.
Okay, do you use it in cooking?
No.
No.
You want to get really fucking sick. So.
Does it get wet?
Yes.
Yes.
Buy flowers.
Can you put something into it?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Yes, okay. We're on number 13, by the way. Does it contain a lot of water?
Yes.
Does it go into your mouth?
No.
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 Like I said.
Is it made of metal?
No.
No. All right. Oh, this thing is horrible. Yeah, I don't know why, but the AI is trying to make a guess that it's a teapot.
Not
no.
even
no.
close.
Not even close.
Not even close. All right, number... yes, we're going to go on 18. Would you give it as a gift?
Yeah.
Okay. Only if you want to piss somebody
a gift?
Off.
Why would you give that as a gift?
Wait a minute. So, okay, square fucking
you
wheel
could.
Time.
I mean, I'm not saying... That. You could always give it to a gift, you know?
Would you like to give it to someone as a gift?
No.
No.
You fucking look at somebody strange and they give that shit to you as a gift.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it make a noise?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, making another guess here. This is the last one it's going to get. It's guessing that it's a urinal.
Oh, shit.
Well?
Yeah, no.
No. You win. What the fuck is this item?
It's a Windex spray bottle.
A Windex spray bottle?
Yes.
A Windex bottle.
The part that was confusing about it was where we talk about the contents.
Yeah.
Or will we talk about the bottle itself?
I would assume you'd talk more about the bottle itself. But you win! Claude, it's your prize. You tell him what he's
my
won.
My prize.
Yeah, I got last week's
your prize.
I got last week's member, or last time, Diggs, with his gift card.
All right, so what do you want? $20, $15 value list. You want a gift card?
Jesus Christ, tell him what he's won, not ask him what he wants to win. Ah, Jesus Christ.
So what'd I get?
What do you want?
You know what? Fuck that. I'll take care of the prize. I'll get another...
No. You know what? I'll get you a... Let's see. What would be a good gift for you right there?
You don't even know.
You got that... you got the McDonald's out there?
No, we got his Hardee's. For God's sake. Come on.
Hardee's. Think Hardee's would take Carl's Jr.?
God, it's worth a try,
yeah,
but I don't think so.
Aren't they the same fucking company?
Yeah, they're the same company, but, I mean, you know, sometimes...
I got a Clicker Liquor Pop. I never got one of those.
All right, fine. Good. Clicker Liquor Pop. Congratulations.
Wow.
Yeah. Done. You chose your fate. One Clicker Liquor Pop.
Errol, all we need you to do is go ahead and email me, spankwagonmail@cox.net. And with
you got
your
Del Taco out there?
No, they don't. With your address, and I'll go ahead and get that out to you.
Okay.
Seriously
nice,
professional.
Thank
nice,
you.
Nice.
Right. Hey, man, it's a variety thing. I mean, it's like I can't be giving out, like, you know, Big Lots... stuff all the time. That's just, you know, that's going to get
it's pretty
dull.
Ghetto of you.
Yeah.
It's very ghetto of you. By the way, if you're out there, don't forget, spankwagonmail@cox.net. Send your address, and we'll go ahead and make sure Claude mails that
yeah.
out to you.
Yeah, well, I'll go ahead and get that out to you right there. And you know what? I think I'm gonna throw... I'll give him the Clicker Liquor Pop, but maybe a little extra something.
You might want to give him a little extra something. That's pretty ghetto of you. Did you forget that this week was your prize week?
Yeah, I did.
How about some Church's Chicken Hot Sauce? I got lots of that.
I don't think they have...
Yeah, it's Texas Pete.
Is that considered biohazard so you can't put it through
mouth?
No,
it's sealed.
No, it's not a biohazard, man. It might be a mess if they drop it or something.
No, if I like shit in a bag and I sent it to them, then
yeah. It's a biohazard.
A Windex bottle, that's
And you know, we probably would even have taken generic spray bottle. I know I would have if it had come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, generic spray bottle would have been a good
your AI is fucking...
This AI is fucking...
Your AI is as flawed as your
got a
fucking
cold.
God.
Like us.
Oh, let's not go there. Let's definitely not go there.
I'm not even
it's
death
time.
Cookies.
It's time. Shut the fuck up. It's time for a break. You got music ready for us.
Yeah, I suppose I got
I'm still trying to figure out what the hell that one person wrote. Scroll up in the chat window, too. Someone writes us, and I'm still trying to figure that shit out. Great show, guys, but I think you need to pick up your brooms and mops and finish cleaning up the studio before they actually find out you're broadcasting. Huh? Well,
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Oh.
In other words, we're the janitors playing in the real studio.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
nice. That's wow, we've only been doing this for, what, three years?
Long time. I've been doing it for, like, 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Yeah. So, yo, pick up your goddamn mop.
I didn't bring my A game. God damn it.
You know what? I think this week I'm going to get some very inspiring music.
No Windex bottles?
Yeah.
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
You're listening to Spakewagon Radio.
Hey, and we're back for our second hour.
That's right.
We made it through the first.
Of course. I'm reading Jack Chick's tracks right now about Mormons.
Really?
Yes.
You just love that shit.
Boy, do we.
Man.
That's right.
You need some religion in your life, man.
I got plenty of religion.
You need churching up.
Oh, yes. This coming from you two.
Churching up. Hey.
You two telling me I need churching up is one thing. My wife telling me, you know, it actually holds some validity because she actually goes weekly to church.
Well, your wife's worried about you.
Really?
Stop eating the death cookie.
She eats the death cookie. Almost every religion does the death cookie.
Not every religion. Not
almost every Catholic religion Catholic Christian religion does.
Hey, Flying J, were you raised Christian?
I was.
Did you eat death cookies?
No.
There you go.
What church?
Actually, it was Baptist.
Oh, Baptist doesn't. Lutheran, Episcopal, Catholic, Presbyterian.
Yeah.
Say they all do. No, they all do.
Protestants don't.
That's why.
Yes, they do.
IRA,
no, they don't. You
don't.
Dumb fuck.
Really?
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 Hmm. My I come from generations of
members of the Loyal Orange Order, which are...
Well, that's a cult.
No, it's not, dumbass. Yeah,
sounds like a cult.
Sounds like a cult.
Sounds like a cult, so it has to be a cult.
Why not?
Loyal Orange Order?
See, does that sound like a cult?
Well, I'm curious what the fuck it is.
It's Protestants who are basically not
Could you bring up my chat room, too?
Sure. There are Protestants not only loyal to... Protestant religion, whatnot, but they take it a step further. They're more militant when they believe they have to do what they can to stop Catholicism from spreading across the globe. Kind of like how we Americans view communism. Specifically, they are the
You know what? Wait. So you have a religion that is all about warfare.
Pretty much.
And how come they don't get the news like, you know, any other religions do?
Because they're not like...
Because they're on the side of the English.
Skyscrapers? Yes.
Pretty much. That's a good point. Well, even though they do have done terrorist
and
attacks.
Shit like that. Yeah.
Well... We're talking about Northern Ireland. But, yes, it's the Loyal Orange Order because they're loyal to William of Orange, who destroyed the Catholics at the Battle of the Boyne.
The Battle of the what?
Battle of the Boyne.
Spell that.
B-O-Y-N-E.
Oh, okay. I thought you said, like, Boyne.
Boyne.
As in spring. Boing, you know. I'm like, that's a hell of a battle. Who
I don't know, boy. What you be doing up on the hill?
That was a hopping battle, all right.
I be battling with the Boeing.
So I'm just trying to save you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Coming from you, I don't feel any more saved.
Hey, man, I am like practically the Pope, right?
How do you figure? I've never seen you in a pointy
black
hat.
Black smoke, white smoke. Who gives a fuck?
He is the red pill. All right. Moving on.
Next.
Along.
The Better Business Bureau, another Colorado news story. I love this. Colorado is becoming the new Florida. Here in Colorado, they've actually had to close down International Merchandise Group, or World Traders Association.
Really? And why might this be?
Gee, could it be because they were scamming people out of hundreds and thousands of dollars?
No.
The so-called work-at-home franchise, which is even found on FranchiseWorks, a group with a lot of reputable companies such as Blimpie, 7-Eleven, and Altoids, is being shut down. The Better Business Bureau says that since the company's inception in 1999, IMG may have been anything but reputable. It calls itself the perfect home-based business. You know those signs you see up everywhere, work for home, now?
Mm-hmm.
Those people. An opportunity to sell many different kinds of products and merchandise to companies and consumers. They actually receive a commission for transactions they make. Amway called it wants its pyramids back.
And you know, actually, Working for a Living by Huey Lewis is not the best summer, I think. The best song. I think I have a better one.
It says here that the people who do this, for that opportunity, they want, you know, for the opportunity to sell their products, they want you to pay up front $7,000 to $15,000. But what's happening to the customers at Byte? Well, first off, they're not getting the training, or they're getting very little training. They can't contact their mentor, and they're not getting the commissions that they should be receiving from transactions they're making. A consumer who sent the company money wrote to the Better Business Bureau and said, "Please be advised to note that I've been ripped off by the International Merchandise Group." Who the fuck is dumb enough to actually go work from home?
And pay for it.
And pay for it.
Well, the thing about it is...
What kind of job? Have you guys ever had a job where a uniform's aside? Because I know some places you have to buy your own uniform.
Right. Okay.
But you don't have to pay to work there, especially $15,000.
Well, you know, that depends. That depends. Because some businesses, because they deal with a certain level of finances right there and very important things, do require you to put some kind of an upfront investment in them, such as insurance salesman.
Right, insurance. Well, that's a little different, though. I mean, that's an at-risk sort of thing. What we're talking about here is a company that sells cornflakes and generically labeled anything else products. I mean, you can, but you shouldn't have to put up $15,000. You know, you shouldn't have to put up $10, you know, to be able to sell.
True, and I agree, but they sell it off as franchises.
True. Because, you know, your neighborhood crack dealer has to buy the cocaine first and then cook it at another house.
But well, that's different.
That's different. Because he's a distributor.
Yeah, and what he's having to do is he's having to purchase merchandise. And
right.
He's
also has to pay to cook the crack.
That's true. But
right.
See, the thing about it is a crack dealer is very hard because you have to deal with not only distribution but also the wholesale and depending sometimes the manufacturing portion. For instance, if you have to cut it with, say, baby powder,
right.
Laxatives, or fiberglass.
And crack sells itself.
Anyway. Well, okay, but but here's the thing, though.
Does sell itself, but you do have to do a certain amount of advertising, specifically when you stand out on the corner.
Right. You know, the thing with crack and selling crack out there is that the business model is pretty much, first off, as you said, it's self-propelling. Everybody who wants crack wants crack. They're going to find out where to go to get it.
Love sucking on a glass dick.
You know, I mean, okay.
Scotty! I don't want to die, Scotty!
That's Pookie.
I know.
New Jack City.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Chris Rock.
Yes.
I want to shoot you so bad my dick's hard. Yeah, that's the difference between you and me. Yeah.
Anyways, okay. Back on track, maybe?
No, the phone just rang and they hung up. Oh, they're there.
I'm just saying, you know,
that's what we're staring at.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, look at me getting right through the busy phone bank to go right on the air.
Well, you happened to call at a good time. What can we say?
The receptionist was out.
I'm sorry, what?
The receptionist was out.
Ah.
Otherwise, yeah, we scan our calls and we know better.
Hey, as you may know, I can't listen live ever because I'm out on the road. This is Kilroy, by the way.
Oh, I figured it out.
Yeah. I'm trying to get Mad Prop in spirit since I'm going to be listening later.
Shit, someone actually called in for Mad Props.
They're in demand, much like crack.
Much like crack. So right. Mad Props as a business model can work because someone wants props. Kilroy here did not have to pay me $10 to give him props.
Oh, you know, someone had to pay you $10?
No, we were just talking about the business models of like a triangle marketing and how these companies have, you know, these people are dumb enough to pay $7,000 to a company to work for this company. It's those work at home things you see on the signs and everything around town.
Oh, yeah, I saw one of those outfits loading people out with their crap to do at home, whatever, in a parking lot today.
Yeah, exactly. But see, these people that got the crap, you know, they had to pay $7,000.
You should have interviewed them.
It's almost like those cleaning janitorial businesses that they have where they say, hey, you can buy your own franchise, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but that has to follow under franchise regulations. That's a little different.
Well, you know, it is because everybody that knew that ever did it has fell on their ass and shelled out a whole hell of a lot of money just to start it up.
Yeah, interesting. The work-at-home people, it was basically a cheesy van that they were getting handed, boxes of stuff to, I don't know, whatever they do at home.
So, how do I get this great deal? Well, it fell off a truck.
Yeah, same distributors that supply pencils to those deaf-mute guys.
Yeah, exactly.
You pick them up, they want to charge you $5 for them.
And the tin cup.
My father would always push them off the table.
What, the pencils?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, dunk.
All right, since we have a request, why don't you queue up Mad Props? We'll do Mad Props right now.
Oh, hey, before I go, my reception's getting bad here. I listened to last week's show. I was really surprised, man. You had some good music on there. How come, where did all the techno go?
Huh?
Where did all the techno go?
Oh, man, it comes and goes. It'll be back.
Oh, okay.
All right, now stay on the line.
Sorry?
Stay on the line.
Staying on the line.
Staying on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for everyone out there in Spankland to be acknowledged by the supreme beings. It is time for everybody to get their
Mad Props.
And we'll say first up, because he's hanging out with us on the phone, let's give Mad Props to Kilroy.
Mad Props.
How'd you like that?
That was great.
Awesome. Now let's give up. Now let's give Mad Props to Ikari.
Mad Props.
And let us not forget Mother-in-Law.
Mad Props.
Vocalist.
Mad Props.
And finally, Virtual One.
Mad Props.
And there was this week's Mad Props, because Kilroy wanted them.
That was proper.
Thank you for calling in, Kilroy.
Hey, great listening to you guys. Doing a good job. See ya.
Good to hear from you.
Safe driving.
There you go.
I believe he's a truck driver now.
Oh, happy yeah, I think, trucking then.
Yeah, well, yes. you got it right the first time. That was pretty cool, actually. That was actually very cool. I like that a lot.
Of course you do. It feeds your ego.
Of course it does. I need
that.
You
put that thing away, goddammit?
What thing?
You know what I'm talking about. That thing between your legs, man. A little bit too excited about the mad prop calling.
When you know what my
clicker
looking
at. Jesus Christ, just put the fucking thing away.
Wouldn't this be better here?
Yeah.
God damn.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
What were we talking about?
Oh, these people in Colorado.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Better Business Bureau in the franchises. No, I think your crack reference is actually, it's not quite work at home. but it's
work on the corner.
Yeah, but maybe crack selling can be a franchise. I mean, like a legitimate franchise.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, you put up the head money for the investment in the business, and it pays you back in the long run.
Yeah, in money or head.
Well, I don't know if I'd want crack or head.
That's all right.
Something about that just seems gross.
Yes, Wesley Willis. Wesley Willis. That's all right. And your mother should smoke crack rock too. We gotta get him.
He's dead.
He died?
He's died.
When did he die?
2 years ago.
Oh, God.
We even did a dead celeb on.
Hold on, he's gonna break it down. There you go. It's like another 5 minutes of like loop. So just kill it.
Rock and roll McDonald's.
Yes, we. No. We. No, damn it.
Rock and roll McDonald's.
So, yeah, I don't know. You guys got anything you want to bring to the table today?
Sure. Just for Flying J.
Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's.
And yeah, nice, you guys all died off at about the same time.
We'll make you fat.
Oh, wait, hold on. We have a special request in. Just for Ikari.
Batman's ass! I whooped Batman's ass. I whooped Batman's ass.
Why you whoop his ass?
I whooped Batman's ass. You know, he is probably one of the most underrated songwriters out there.
No, I wouldn't think so. I'm sure there's a lot better out there.
Oh, no.
A lot better out there.
Wesley Willis is right next to here. Right here.
I don't want to know where he is. I can't see over the divider.
Do we have any more Wesley Willis?
Well, here's a good one. Superman's ass. I mean, there's so much.
All right. So one night, dude, this brings up bad memories. Dude. He was in my Explorer, and we're on a strip on a Friday night, and we're stuck in traffic, and I crank this shit and blast it.
Fucking constipated ghost dick. What the fuck? You know, it just never gets old for me.
No, it doesn't.
Wow, I guess I'm the only one that's been old for.
Wow.
Way
old. Let me hit you with some new flavor with tonight's religious theme.
Yeah, man. How relevant is this?
The second time.
He came back. He needs Jesus.
Oh, man, I could just go on all day with Wesley Wells,
Wesley,
you know.
Wells. I am disturbed to hear that he has passed.
Yeah, he passed away. We even did him as a dead celebrity pretty decently.
Wow.
So.
I love the, you know.
I mean, come on, everything on that damn demo keyboard.
Road Lizard? He's got background singers?
Yeah. It's the kids at Whitney High, dude.
Wow.
How did they put that one together?
I have no clue, dude.
How did... Oh, my God.
The late, great Wesley Willis?
Are you going to go through his whole catalog?
I think he will if he's left unchecked.
Oh, somebody just came in.
This is new to me.
These are retarded children that sing.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Do they dance too?
No, I hope not.
Well, you can't really
dance. Incest is good for you?
Insects will get you.
Oh, okay.
Listen.
Why are we amusing ourselves with retards?
I don't know, dude. I could do this all day. One final one. Flying J never heard before. Just for you, dude.
Now this one is funny.
Now hold on, it's a duet.
Of course. Wow, a retarded Patrick Swayze. Go ahead, jump off the stage, rip off the shirt.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Studio Gnomes had a lot to say about that one.
Passion in those retarded eyes.
All crossed up and bugged out.
Can you imagine retarded people getting freaky?
Our low foreheads are shining in the night.
Hey, have you ever seen that video I have of retarded people, the trainable video?
Me too, dude. I got the same one, dude. You can talk in the mic.
I know. I'm having a time of my life, and I've never thought of suicide before until now. It's the truth. I'll blow my brains out for you. Are they gonna do the breakdown part? Where did you find this gem?
LimeWire.
God bless you.
Retarded people crooning each other. Just
imagine them. They're holding hands and singing this. Or at least one's holding one hand, the other hand's holding a walker or something.
Yeah.
Took him 3 hours to both point him towards the microphone. It was a bitch.
Is any history on this at all?
I don't know who sings this. I don't know where this came from.
Wow.
It's not the kids of Whitney High.
Dude, if anybody has any information on this, I need to find these two fantastic American Idol potentials right here. No, fuck that. Fuck American Idol. They go all the way to Hollywood, baby. Capitol Records.
Yeah. I even got holiday ones of Santa's in a wheelchair. It's pretty good, man. Okay, we're going to have to wrap this up because this song still has 2 fucking minutes
yeah,
to go.
Shit.
I can't stand anymore, dude.
Yeah, by the way...
That's not shit I would like...
I would be illin' by listening in the car.
Yeah, you're jamming, listen to retards sing songs.
I've had the time of my life! People in the green room are like crying.
Wow.
Oh, shit. All right, folks, I think we need to do dead celebrities!
I promise I'm not going to cry this time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spankwagon Radio would like to honor the fallen celebrities of the week. This week's dead celebrity, John Zachary DeLorean.
Yeah, there's other two guys from Falcat and Seinfeld dead. They're dead, you know that, but who cares? Yeah, John DeLorean died. It's pretty intense.
It's death. How is death? Well, I guess death is intensive. You see it coming.
March 17th at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, he suffered a debilitating stroke. Emergency neurosurgery was actually performed, but to no avail. March 19th, he finally passed away and died. He had a very illustrious career. He went to the Chrysler Institute after Lawrence Tech and a World War II tour for 4 years, Hitch. He also went ahead and worked at Packard, where he got about 25 patents under his belt and was recruited to Pontiac Division of GM, where he got several hundred more, actually. Matter of fact, John DeLorean is the father of everything from recessed windshield wipers, the modern gullwing door, and he's also the creator of the overhead cam engine.
He is also known very, very, very well for developing and marketing and creating the Pontiac GTO package, which became a car in its own right.
Aside from the GTO, the most famous vehicle he's known for, there were some other ones, such as the Bonneville, the Grand Prix, the Firebird, the actual Monte Carlo as well.
Yep.
And in addition, he also kind of beat Mopar to a lot of things, and Nismo, with the introduction of Pontiac Super Duty parts through backdoor racing programs. Prototypes vehicles include the Pontiac Banshee, which was a Corvette killer, and a version of the Corvair called the Pontiac Polaris.
He will probably be forever known in everybody's mind as the creator of the DMC-12.
The DMC-12 was the car that bared his own name. John DeLorean was actually the last Maverick to actually set out on his own to create a new vehicle. In its time, DeLorean Motor Company cranked out a little over 9,000 vehicles, possibly 10 according to records.
Wow.
They've also got a huge following. It's estimated out of about 9,000, 6,000 to 7,000, which are still on the road by certain estimates. It also, in certain studies, ranked above not only the highest customer satisfaction, but the highest customer loyalty of people who would be willing to buy the vehicle again. Basically, yeah, John DeLorean finally passed away. The company crashed in the midst of a scandal about money, but was killed, matter of fact, because it was a direct threat to General Motors and Chrysler, as well as the British government, who did not want the Irish to gain any kind of political, let alone financial, control. So, unfortunately, he had to be the scapegoat in that. So, John DeLorean, man, 80 years old, I don't mind saying this right here at all, man. I'm not putting on a show or anything, but yeah, a personal hero of mine, actually, has passed away.
Your dead celebrity of the week, John Z. DeLorean, 80 years old.
Yes, Wednesday, the services were held, and or that not the services, then a viewing. The wake,
yeah, viewing
was there.
A wake.
25 DMC-12s actually made it through snowstorms to get there.
Wow.
Yes, and they were very proud and very happy that his entire family was there as well. He was married apparently a fourth time to someone named Sally. I didn't even know this, and has a younger daughter now.
Wow.
Or well, had now because he's passed away. Burial is not an option as he was cremated.
Hmm. Interesting. Very interesting.
So, yeah.
So, who do you have left now?
Oh, you want the guy from Foghat? Hold on.
Well, you want more dead celebrities?
No. Not more dead celebrities. I talk about personal heroes because this is a big blow for...
Yeah, it actually is, dude. I,
First Hunter, now...
Yeah, Hunter S. Thompson last month, this month,
yeah.
John DeLorean. I mean, you are losing a lot of people that you...
What next, Jack Chick?
He can go, and I don't think Cloud would really...
I think at this point right there, I think it's... the only person I have to be accountable and look up to right now is probably going to be myself.
Mm. So Extreme Elvis is out.
Elvis was never in.
Hell yes. And by the way, the guy from Foghat died. Okay, so here, to you, so you don't feel left out. Thank you.
It's fucked. Oh, shit.
Slow ride my ass, dude. Slow fall down the stairwell.
Yeah, that's what he died of. Who the fuck dies from falling downstairs?
I wasn't
Why
aware
the hell did the fucker fall downstairs? It said, roller skate,
when you
in
fall
my
downstairs.
Way. Huh?
When you fall down the stairs, then you can make
I've fallen down a flight of stairs. It hurts like a son of a bitch. It didn't kill
not
me,
those,
though.
Not those flight of stairs.
No. There's death cookies, and now there's death stairs.
Yes. There's evil death all stairs. Around us.
Evil death stairs. Nice.
Like evil death pens.
Don't get all pissy with me. All right, by the way, you are listening to...
Spagwagon Radio. If only they wrote better songs. Free falling down the stairs.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I'm Tom Petty. I sound more like Bob Dylan.
And I never realized that until recently. Tom
hey,
Petty sounds like...
I think we need to start wrapping this up with some fun stuff. You ready?
Yeah, high energy.
Yes! Oh, wait. No, wrong one. Oops.
Oh, that's a wrong one?
Yes, it is.
Oh, shit. That sounded really good.
I know it was. Okay, here. Let's try this one. No, wrong one.
Jesus, how many of these do you have?
I got organized. Here.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in Spankwagon Radio for Ghetto Haiku with your haiku master, Flying J.
Don't forget the British voice.
Indeed. Good evening, gentlemen, and welcome to Ghetto Haiku. This is me, Flying J, giving you three tidbits of ghetto goodness. To begin off, we'll start with my favorite, Mormon missionaries. Oh, look, white boys here. Beat those missionaries down. Joe Smith is a bitch. Thank you, bully. Bubbles running down my crack.
Keep going.
Don't be bashful.
God damn it, there's something happening. Aryans want to play rough. Stitch is almost out.
What?
Would you like me to repeat it, God damn it?
Please.
Yeah,
Bubbles
please.
Running down my crack. Aryans want to play rough. As in Aryans?
Yes. Oh, okay.
Stitch is almost out. Oh, Jesus, take me now. Pippin ain't easy. Hose holding out with my loot. Knocked out her gold tooth. God damn it. God damn it.
That was the wonderful, masterful Flying J.
Thank you for attending my train wreck of ghetto haiku for the week.
And it looks like we actually are now finally out of time.
Yeah.
Yes. This was a very good show.
A lot of callers and a lot of new people popping into the chat room, which
yeah,
is always a good
the
thing.
Guy about the whole janitor thing. That was really cool, Dick.
Yeah, you get over it. You know, everybody's a heckler. Seriously, everybody is.
Of course.
Okay, let's get to the toilets.
Go for it, Claude.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Spank Wagon Radio, where you can find us online at spankwagon.net. If you want to tune into the radio show itself, you can go to spankwagon.net, LB Rocks, or one of our syndicators, planetradio.us or radio306.com. We here at Spank Wagon Radio would like to thank everybody who does listen in. We gave you your mad props. Quit being selfish. Big thank you to RsAnime.com, VFTP.net. And don't forget, if we're not live, we're in the archive. And along with us in the archive is SubjectToDiscussion.com. That's the number two. I have been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the irrefutably infallible, quadraphonically, I told it like, Claude Balls.
And I'm Flying J.
We have a caller. Hang up on him.
No. This has been Spank Wagon Radio. We will be back next Friday. We hope you have a good week. Catch y'all later.
Spank Wagon.
Jack Chick loves you.